Blog Talk Radio. We've given it up. But I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you? Hallelujah. 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 One more time. Let me hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. So I will rejoice, you shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Well, I am glad to be here on today. I thank God for living another day. Amen. Every day we wake up is a miracle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, today we are discussing lessons from the life of David. Amen. Because the Bible, praise God, is our instructional manual for living. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I got my two future women of God back here who are going to preach and teach the word of the Lord. Amen. So you can hear them back here sporadically talking and preaching and prophesying and speaking in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I thank God for today, and I thank God for my women of God back here. Amen. My spiritual prayer team and partners. Amen. And ministry leaders. Glory to God. I'm being funny, people of God, but it's okay anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Well, I hope you came prepared to get into the word with us today. Amen. And if not, praise God. Thank you for being here anyhow. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. We will go into the book of 2 Samuel chapter 12. Praise God. And we will read verses 1 through 13. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And for those of you who do not have your Bibles with you and you are in the chat room, praise God, you can go to www.BibleGateway.com. Amen. And you can read the scriptures with us. Praise the Lord. Your Bible does not have to be right there in front of you, and you do not have to get up and get it. Amen. The word is virtual. Amen. Praise God. It's all over the internet. Praise the Lord. And so it's not to say that we don't want you to have a Bible, amen, a piece of God's magnificence, amen, that you can hold in your hands, glory be to God, but should you not have it in front of you, amen, it is okay. You can get the Bible on the internet, praise God, and you can do so by going to www.BibleGateway.com. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm fired up, people of God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited, amen, because I believe God is going to do some great, awesome, and mighty things in our life, amen, hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through, I don't know what you've been through, I don't know what you're waiting on or what you prayed for, but I say the heavens are open, amen, hallelujah. Hold your hands up and say, I receive receive, Lord. I receive. Ah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Because he's a miracle worker. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, I believe you've had some time to get there in your Bibles to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 12. Praise God. I'm reading from the King James Version. And so we will read through verses 1 through 13. And then, praise God, we're going to look at the word. Amen. We're going to dissect it. We're going to examine it. Amen. We're going to look at it. Amen. And bring out some truth. Amen. That will be a blessing into our life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it reads, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David. Amen. Praise God. And he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives unto thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. If that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also has put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we see that David, amen, had sinned. Praise God. He killed a man. Praise the Lord. A married man, amen, a man who fought for him in his army, glory to God, amen. He took the man's wife even before he killed him, amen. He had slept with Uriah's wife, praise God, and then upon finding out that she was pregnant, amen, and he could not cover up the sin, amen, that he had done, he decided that the best way to be done with the situation was to kill Uriah, amen, and then take his wife for himself, praise God. Glory, glory, glory. But what we do see here, amen, is that God loved David. Even though David did wrong, amen, David was a man after God's own heart, and God loved him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are so often like David. Amen. We do wrong. Praise God. Wrong is not right. Let's just get this clear. Wrong is not right. Amen. But even though we do wrong, amen, God still loves us. And he loves us enough, amen, to let us, amen, have the decision, amen, to make it right. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We have to do what? What does God tell us in his word? Turn from our wicked ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is the will of God that we do what is right and righteous and what is holy, amen, and put away sin, amen, transgression, trespass, and iniquity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're going to go with, praise the Lord, three lessons I believe that we can learn from David in this story. Praise God. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. The first thing I believe that we can learn from the life of David is that God loves us enough to reveal the truth to us about us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because Nathan was sent to David to reveal the truth to David about David. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, I don't know how many of y'all out there with me. Amen. And who can be transparent with me. Amen. But God will tell us the truth about us. Amen. Because he loves us and he's our Father. Glory be to God. And he told us through his word. He said, whom the Lord loves, he chastens, he chastises. But most importantly, he first has to tell us the truth about us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. The second lesson that we learn from this story in David's life, amen, is that God uncovers the truth to bring about personal change that the believer often feels is for someone else. Amen. Hallelujah. So God will speak to us about something. Praise God. And immediately, whether it's him personally speaking to us about something or whether we're in church, praise God, and the pastor, the shepherd, the prophet, the prophetess, the evangelist, the bishop, amen, whomever is over the church, the overseer, the reverend, the minister, praise God, the pastor, amen, God will reveal something either to us personally. And it's not to say that he will not tell you, amen, what's going on in your life. Praise God. But God will reveal something to us, amen, and he can say it to us, praise God. Let's just say, number one, he says it to us, but we don't recognize it. Amen, because we think God is speaking to us about somebody else. Amen, because how many of us know it's always easy to see the truth about someone who is outside of you than it is to see the truth about yourself. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Amen. Number two, let's say after he says it to you and you don't get it, amen, let's say he then goes to your pastor and your pastor says, amen, praise God, there are some changes that need to be made. You are going down the wrong path. You need to turn around. Amen. Hallelujah. Immediately, you begin to say, that is right. Sister Brown is going the wrong way. That is right. My uncle is going the wrong. That is right. My auntie, that is right. My son, that is right. My granddaughter, that is right. But how many of us say, that is right, Lord? I need to turn around. Praise God. That is right, Lord. I'm going the wrong way. Hallelujah. That is right, Lord. I did something wrong. Amen. How many of us jump up for joy and immediately, praise God, receive that it is us, amen, who God is talking about? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because see, the same way God sent Nathan to David, God will send somebody to us. Amen. Hallelujah. He may be sending your pastor. He may be sending, praise God, a stranger. Hey, amen. He may be sending a prophet like David. Praise God. Because I can testify and tell you that God sent a prophet to me. Amen. It's been a couple of years ago now, but he sent a prophet to me, and he started talking to me about me, amen? And immediately, I knew that it was me that God was talking about, amen? Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how many of you have personally experienced that in your own life, amen? But I can tell you something. God talked to me about me, amen, and left me standing there with my mouth on the floor. Glory to God. Because, see, I knew I had done something that I shouldn't have been doing. Praise God. Not before he came and told me, amen, but after he came and told me, I realized that was not good for me. Amen. That was not the will of God for my life. That is not what God wanted me to do. Amen. And it was a process, and it was a lesson that I had to learn. Amen. And praise God from time to time. Amen. God's still teaching me that lesson and many lessons.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of us can say it. God spoke to you in, praise God, 2005 about something. And then in 2013, amen, he had to tell you about it again. In 2014, he said, okay, we ain't on that path no more. We're moving on and upward. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then number three, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I believe, amen, that there are some people out here with me, amen, who know for a fact, praise God, that when we don't want to see things, God has no problem telling you the truth about who you are or what you've done. And he, amen, has not been, praise God, in a place to where he don't understand or where he does not know or where he did not see or where he does not hear or he has not heard, amen, what you've done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And see, David was king. Amen. David was a man that was, praise God, in charge. Amen. He was a king, praise the Lord, who was over a kingdom, over many people. Amen. He made many important decisions daily. Glory be to God. But yet he was the one found doing the wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. So it just goes to show us from the least to the greatest, we all, praise God, sin. We all do wrong. We're all found, amen, not living up to the standards of God in some way, shape, or form. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then number three, God deals with our sin and our iniquity, our trespass and our transgression personally, not privately. Amen. I'm sorry, not publicly. That's what I meant to put there, not privately. Praise God. Let me go ahead and edit myself out. Amen. Praise the Lord. He deals with us personally, not publicly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, see, so many of us, amen, want to deal, amen, with people publicly, amen, and God deals with us personally. Glory to God. He didn't bring a crowd, amen, when he dealt with David. He sent Nathan, amen. And I can almost guarantee, even though I was not there, praise God, that Nathan, amen, was in a private place with David. Glory to God. Because Nathan was someone who spoke into David's life, praise God, on more than one occasion. But I can tell you, glory to God, that God did not deal with David in the open. Amen. He didn't deal with David before the whole kingdom. Praise God. He dealt with David one-on-one. Amen. Because, see, God knew who he wanted to talk to. Amen. And that was David. Praise God. Because it was David who had done the wrong. Praise the Lord. And God is not in the business, praise God, of telling us about us before the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Amen. Because he says when you pray, go into your secret place. Amen. He said, don't come to me in front of everybody and reveal everything to everyone. Come to me on your own. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so today we have learned that God will reveal the truth to us about us. Amen. He will tell us, hey, listen, what you did was wrong. It was not right. He's bringing about personal change in our life. Amen. It's not for somebody else, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, your mother, your daddy, your son, your daughter. Amen. It's for you. Amen. Glory to God. And number three, we're going through that again. God will deal with our sin, iniquity, trespass, transgression, amen, personally, not publicly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got some time left. Glory to God. I believe I have a caller here on the line. Glory to God. And I believe I know who it is. Praise God. I'm going to open up the line. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you there?
Amen. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, man of God. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Glad to see the work of the Lord is still going on.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
And I just wanted to just say that about God dealing with us privately.
Amen.
You know, we have to thank God for that because, hallelujah, a lot of people don't want you to be dealt with privately.
Amen.
They would prefer, oh, you tell all of this out in the open when we have to point out the truth. You don't tell
Amen.
Everything you do out in the open.
Amen. Come on now. Come on now.
You know, well, you need, you know, you committed that sin, Prophet Z. I think you should just go before the church and confess.
Jesus.
Now, wait a minute. The church wasn't there when I did that.
Exactly. Come on now.
So hold on. Why are we now involving parties that was not involved?
Come on now.
See, that's why I thank God for being God, because, hallelujah, and then if I go, here's what we have to look at too. If I go before the church and confess, what is the church now going to do with this information?
Yes, Lord. Come on now.
It's like I put on Facebook, I said, the Bible does say confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. But in this day and time, you have to be careful who you confess to.
Yes, Lord.
Because, you know, hallelujah, everybody, they love you with the love of the Lord has an agenda. And God knows that.
Come on. Come on.
God knows that, and God knows these things, and so that's
Amen.
Why he tells us, even when we're on Facebook, don't type that, don't tell that, hold that.
Come on, come
don't,
on.
Hold that, don't say that.
Come
don't
on.
Say that on Twitter, don't say that on,
come on.
Don't say that on Instagram, don't, you, and being you a man, then see, we have to understand that God wants to deal with you privately, but you're
that's
exposing
right.
yourself. And then you're getting mad because people are dealing with you openly.
Come on. Come on.
See, but God says, you can save yourself because I told you in the first place, do not post that publicly.
Amen. Amen.
Because there are so many of us in the body of Christ whom God is dealing with us privately. And we make it public. You know, he's
Amen.
Talking to you about you. And he's talking to you about you. And then you know, you don't want to receive the word, so you put the word off on somebody else.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, you know how God is really dealing with you. God is really, really rebuking you. And you, I wish so-and-so was here.
Amen.
I wish my husband or my wife was here. And God is saying, no, I got the right one.
Oh, yeah.
No, the right one is here. I want to deal with, and then you go, I got a word. Then a lot of us, we say, well, I got a word for everybody today. And then you are giving the word that was for you.
Amen.
And then God has to tell you, hey, that was not a public word. That was a private word that you supposed to keep
Amen.
Between us. And then, you know, especially when you put your business out there and your situation out there, and then people hear your situation and they're commenting, they're getting, putting their two cents, as I say. Then the status that follows after that is everybody needs to mind their own business.
Jesus.
And people of God, let me say this. I'm saying this because I'm guilty. Because I remember when I was going through, God would be dealing with me privately about something. And I would put it on Facebook. Not as a prophetic word, but I'm just going through this. I just feel this type of way, and it was something very down and depressed. And then people would try to rebuke me, first of all, and encourage me, second of all, because they had to get that spirit out of me. And then encourage me and build me up. But I didn't even want none of it. I didn't want nobody to come up. Why the church folk always got something to say? And God said, better yet, let's deal with why you always got to post how you feel.
Jesus?
Rather than, no, you want to deal with everybody else instead of the person I'm really trying to get, you. Why do you have to tell everybody everything?
My God.
What? I mean, why do you have to take private matters public?
Jesus, help us, Lord.
So see, while we're dealing with God dealing with people privately,
amen.
We got to bring it a little further and
yes.
deal with those people who God deals with privately, and they bring their whooping to the public.
Jesus?
You know, he's trying to whip you, and he's trying to whip you into shape and get you right so that you can be a blessing to people, but you want to bring your whipping public and then get mad because everybody's laughing or somebody got something to comment about how you're being whipped or how. We got to be careful because there's a lot of people in the body of Christ that God wants to cover, but you're uncovering yourself.
Amen.
He don't want everybody to know. You don't have to tell you. I'm going to get in trouble right here. You don't have to tell your pastor everything.
Amen.
You don't have to tell the prayer team every prayer request you got.
Amen. You should take it to the secret place, in there with your father. Praise the Lord. Because you know what? While we're on those lines, you need to know that we are human. And as human beings, we are, praise God, we make mistakes. And we fall into error at times. So that person who you discuss your private information with can take it public. That person who you confess your faults before, like you said, praise God, on Facebook, can take that private, secret conversation public. Not everybody know your business. Not everybody know what was going on or what happened or what you went through or what you've been through. And you may not have wanted everybody to know. You may have just been trying to be in that place where we feel like when you say you're venting, or that place where you feel like it's a comfort place, a comfort zone where you can just get something off your chest or talk about how you feel. But you know what? The Bible even says what you discuss secretly will be carried with wings in the air, and somebody going to tell it. Somebody is going to tell it to somebody else. Praise God. And if that was not your intention, glory be to God, then we need to be more mindful and more careful of what we share with other people. Because what you share with God will never come public. It will always be private. But what we share with one another has the potential to become public. Go ahead, Prophet.
And so we just have to add that little addendum in there as well.
Amen.
We are dealing with, you know, God dealing with us in private because God spoke up in my spirit. And you
mm-hmm.
just will deal with the people that bring their private issues to the public.
Amen.
You know, and then you have to deal with, let me hit this corner too.
Yeah.
You have to deal with people in your house who want to bring
Amen.
Your private issues.
Amen.
You know, I will say the old rule, what goes on in this house stays in this house.
Amen.
Sometimes that was hurtful, but sometimes that was helpful.
Amen.
Because everybody can't handle your mess.
What you say?
Everybody.
Amen.
You know, I'm a say it exactly like T.D. Jakes said it. You know, just because you took a few courses and read a few and wrote a few books and took a psych class doesn't mean that you're ready to deal with the issues of my life.
Preach now.
That don't mean
hey.
You're ready to deal with that I got molested. That don't mean that you're ready to deal with the fact that my mother beat me and I don't have a safe place to go. The only place that I have is the place of my abuser. you're not really ready to handle that, because behind the scenes, what they don't tell you is that 9 times out of 10, when your pastor, when you go into the counselor or whatever, 9 times out of 10, your counselor needs a counselor.
Amen. Preach that thing now.
Because that's what they can do here in everybody's dirt. And what you done and what you confess, I mean, you can't. Some of them may need a vitamin or something.
Amen.
Because it doesn't go down. For some people, it doesn't go down easy. You know, I'm speaking from experience of being a counselor and talking to people, not a licensed counselor, but just as a pastor. I hear stories and I'm like, my God, I need to go get a massage or something. Because some of the things that I have heard that took me so far down. You know, like, I'm like, God. And I thought I was going through something. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to really, really, as prophecies said, be careful about who we share with, and then don't be bringing our issues public. And then we have to also deal with those people in our household who, you know, we're helping, but they want to bring our private issues public. We have to deal with them. And why do I say that, Prophet? It's because I've had to deal with all three of those.
Amen.
I've had to deal with all three of those. Bringing my issues public that God is dealing with me privately about, and telling people my issues, and then they made it public.
Jesus.
And then I had to deal with somebody who lived with me telling my issues and made them
my
public.
God. Mm-mm-mm.
And so that's why when we get to that part right there, I'm a poster child for that. Okay?
Jesus.
I'm a poster child for that. And don't mind saying it. Because it's the truth to help somebody. And if exposing me will help you, then I will do it at any time. I will expose me to help somebody. And so when we're talking about God is dealing with private issues, and then here's another thing why God don't want us bringing our private whoopings open to the public. It's the issue of trust.
Amen.
You are letting God know that if God, you reveal secrets, if you reveal mystery to me, if you reveal revelation to me, that's only for me. You can trust me to keep it between us.
Amen.
You can trust me with the box. If you test me, if you're dealing with me about something privately, and I don't tell nobody, and I don't, then that lets you know that you can trust. You can bring the nations to me.
Amen.
And I won't spread out their business state by state. You can.
Amen.
You can bring the nations to me, but when God sees that you still like to gossip and you like to talk, you just like to run off of things, He said, I can't send the nations to you.
Amen.
I can't send the nation. So it's an issue of trust. And so that's another one. It's an issue of trust when we are dealing with private issues.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for you, man of God, and the word placed in your belly. Glory to God. But people, understand that God is trying to help us, amen, through this word, not hurt us. Praise God. So I'm going to go over those 3 points again. God loves us enough to reveal the truth to us about us, not somebody else's truth. Okay, he ain't trying to tell you about what's wrong with anybody else but you. Amen. Unless you are going, like the prophet Nathan, to take the truth to someone such as yourself. Oh, come on. He ain't revealing the truth about nobody else when he come to you but to you. Glory to God. Number two, God uncovers the truth to bring about personal change. Amen. That the believer often feels is for somebody else. See, God trying to change us. He ain't trying to change others. He's trying to change us. He'll change others through us, amen. But he's trying to change us. He's trying to change what we're doing, amen, because it's either helping or hurting us. And if it's not helping us and it's hurting us, he doesn't want us to hurt us, amen. Neither does he want us to hurt others. Glory to God. So he's trying to help us so that we can help other people. Praise God. Because when we're hurting, we do hurt others. Glory be to God. And sometimes we hurt people unintentionally. We don't always intend to hurt people. Amen. But you got something going on inside of you that causes you to hurt other people. Praise God. And so God needs to help us so that we don't do that. Amen. So he's trying to uncover the truth to bring about personal change. And number three, God deals with our sin, iniquity, trespass, and transgression personally, not publicly. Because, see, he's trying to deal with you one-on-one. Take it in this fashion. When you were a child and you did something wrong, the parent dealt with you, just you. Amen? Now, I'm not going to say you didn't get spanking sometimes in public. I'm not going to say that. Praise God, because if you acted a fool in public, then sometimes you got dealt with in public, okay? So I'm not talking about that, but I am saying you did something, and you went home, and then you got dealt with in the privacy of your own home, amen? I'm not saying other people weren't in the house, amen, because God sent Nathan to David, amen? So he was dealing with David through Nathan, praise God? Okay, but what I am saying is he didn't do it before the people. All the people didn't come out of the kingdom and sit down, and David was sitting on the throne in front of everybody, and then Nathan pronounced the word that God was saying to David publicly. That didn't happen like that, because that's not how God wanted to deal with David. He wanted to deal with David one-on-one. Amen? Hallelujah. Your parent does not go outside and pronounce or decree and declare that I beat Stacy, and Stacy is on punishment, and she will be on punishment for 5 months. No, they don't do that. They tell you. Now, if your friends come over, then they learn that you've been dealt with. Amen? Because you can't play with them. Amen. But it's not something that they just go tell the whole world, praise God, about what they had to do or how they had to deal with you openly. Amen? They do it privately. Praise God. So I do want you to know, glory be to God, the way that we deal with one another, praise God, when we do things to each other, the way we